Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 75 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. 75.
Hot damn.
Shit. Guys, today is Wednesday, May 17th. Joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Dollar Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stats is here. Back to back.
Wow.
I'm Marcos, all four boys. Back again. We are the Bare Minimum Podcast. Guys, Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast. Twitter, at The Bare Min Pod. Instagram, The Bare Min Podcast. We are TheBareMinimum.com. Venmo always open, at The Bare Minimum. You guys know him. We know him too. My boys, how the hell we doing? Can I start?
Yeah, sure.
Take it away.
By all means.
I don't feel too good.
No?
What happened?
Allergies kicking my ass. I said that statement right now, and there's probably like some sniffly motherfuckers in their cars right now, like listening to that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I stand with you, Marcos.
It's
brutal.
The greatest dub to have been born without allergies.
So, I have in the last few years developed allergies.
Yeah, I know you can develop them,
but we just have that to look forward to in life. Like that could happen
to you.
Very
similar in age.
Or not, because Sam and I are just more elite.
When it's this whole...
Oh, you think you're better than me.
I did not say that.
It's this whole stupid thing now, like post-COVID, where anytime you even have like the sniffles, you're like, I'm not sick. I have money. It's not good. It's not good.
No one wants to hear it.
But what are you going to do, guys?
Yeah, blow your nose.
How the hell are you guys doing, right? Because I'm sad. So how the hell are you guys doing? Make me feel better.
Ooh.
Come on.
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, dude.
You know, by
isn't
a thread.
Isn't that the vibe right now?
It's like the weekend is so close.
No baby yet, so we are, great.
I'm on that, like,
day now.
I'm on the,
hopefully.
I'm on the come down from last week, you know, just like the highest of highs, and now I'm just like in that withdrawal phase where I'm just like, what's next?
You're like, well, I'm still alive.
Can have more dopamine,
that
please.
That sucks. But, hey, first overall pick?
Whoa.
Yeah, that hurt. That hurt a lot. I'm hurt all over the place. Guys,
You're getting banged up.
I got hit a softball again last night.
You got fucking rocked.
Rocked again.
Have you lost count? Is there a number?
I think I'm at, like, this has got to be 8 or 9 now.
Honorable mention for not that guy this week is just softball bros. That first pitch of the game that just fire it off your bat.
Dude, first pitch of the game and just rocked my shit. I'm tired of this.
Oh, they were running
100 miles an hour up the gut.
Have you ever thought about running backwards?
I thought about it, but I mean, that's, you know.
Then he gets hit in the back of the head, just goes down.
Well, I don't mean turn your back to the ball, but like just backpedal a little bit.
My thought was just lay down.
Just get small.
Well, that's the thing. Because we have another pitcher on our team, for those that don't know, Chef Trev.
Hey.
Shout out, Chef Trev. I'm just a bigger target. I'm a big guy. Get hit more. How many asteroids has Jupiter been hit with versus how many asteroids Pluto's been hit with? It's got to be.
I don't have the numbies, but I could get them.
It's a hell of a comparison.
Yeah. Those are drastically different sized planets.
I mean, me and Trevor.
I mean,
drastically different sized men.
Different, yeah, different shape, yeah. Damn.
Yeah, so guys, between allergies,
just turn sideways.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I wish if it was that easy.
Pitch sideways like this.
And to be fair, like there was a lot that were running right past Chef Trev.
Yeah.
He was dodging for his life as well.
Yeah, that was wasn't fun.
Spain with no S.
But we love softball.
All the fun points.
I loved it for one pitch.
No, you didn't.
I spent all day waiting for one pitch. Wham.
You loved it halfway through one exchange.
Yeah, that is true. And to top it all off, the Bulls didn't win the lottery.
Yeah.
Were they ever gonna?
But like, fuck me for thinking they were, right? Because why am I this sad about it?
It was always,
I mean, yeah,
San
but were
Antonio.
You like really gassed up? Like, this is it. You didn't...
Wasn't like we had top three odds, right?
No, we didn't. But I think it's just like you saw
because we didn't trade everything away.
You saw what happened with the Hawks recently.
Not today.
And like the Bears had the number one pick, and this could be just the timeline that you're living in. That like all the
everything
crazy
is
shit
right.
Happens.
Like, everything goes the right way. It's point, all things Chicago
all the time. It's the summer of Dale.
The summer of Dale.
You going to Paris?
No, I'm not going to Paris.
I had a flashback about that, by the way, of picking you up at the airport, because we drove straight to my house where people already were.
Yep, I was there.
Watching the Blackhawks playoff game tanked. In 2013? Or
yeah. Sounds about right.
It was either 13 or 15?
It was 15. Definitely 13.
Either
it
way,
13.
Either
it
way,
13.
It was a great
time.
Because
we weren't
good
living
time.
Together.
It was a great
it was
time.
True.
Good memories.
Beer under the seat.
Summer of Dale.
Oh, yeah.
Summer of Dale.
PBRs.
See, it would have been the Summer of Dale episode 2 or volume 2 if we would have won the lottery.
That's true.
Oh, shit.
Would have been great.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. We'll get into Bulls talk a little later, because I really need you guys to feel some of this misery. But anything else you guys want to get into right now?
Give us the rundown.
Then let's move
PGA
on, guys.
Championship.
So, sponsors, voicemails. No sponsors or voicemails this week. Just a little reminder here, because we've been a little
just
dry.
Just a reminder.
A little dry on the voicemails here lately, right? So some of our go-tos haven't...
people have lives right now,
yeah,
or something?
I don't understand. What the hell is this? Guys, if you're looking to leave a voicemail, you can always call one of us. We'll play anything on the air. We've said it a zillion times. Well, not anything. I think there is a line.
I have always said that, and y'all have always told me I was wrong.
It's a pretty
far vet
line.
95% of the voicemails that I receive.
I've said I would read any reviews live, and I was told not to do that, but the offer's there.
So if you're looking to leave a voicemail, guys, call any one of us. We'll obviously play it. You can also send an audio file. You can email it. It's dubbareminimum@gmail.com. Hey, it's the nicest thing you've ever said about me. Guys, so let's move on. Let's get into some sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. We will start with the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
We got to talk about it right away because we missed it last week, and I'm mad about it. Cancel your plans. Hope you didn't book those tickets. The PowerPoint presentation was going to be great.
It was going to be really strong.
We were going to pitch the hell out of a Europe trip to our significant others, dude. It was going to be
out of the blue too. They were not. It was just going to be like, hey, we're all together.
Prestige.
And then just worldwide.
I have a bookmarked tab of buzzwords, like just every terrible business buzzword we could force into a presentation. I was so happy, so stoked for this.
We were going to go to Germany, man.
For those of you guys that don't know, so we were getting really excited because rumors were that the Bears were going to play the Chiefs in Germany until the Chiefs decided that they were going to use apparently like when you're the, I don't know if it's the Super Bowl team or just the Chiefs are that good that they get say in the schedule, but they basically can veto and say, look, we'll play in Germany, but we don't want to play against these people and give up a home game. And they want Bears fans who notoriously travel well.
Goddamn right.
Bears fans travel well. I mean, it's a good opportunity for them. So we won't be going to Germany this year. We're going to Kansas City instead. We should go in Lederhosen.
Just go to KC.
We play under protest.
We'll just eat a shit ton of sausage.
You guys already know I'm in.
We'll schnitzel. Drink out of steins.
Just so much schnitzel.
Yeah, just those super signs like this isn't Germany.
What? I've been bamboozled.
I get it though. Like we said, we travel well. Like we drank tennis. We drank what was it? Nashville. We drank Nashville dry, or was it
I think it was Nashville for the hockey game, yeah. And then Minnesota as well, right?
Yeah, and I think it was hockey the same weekend that, like, the... No, it wasn't that the Bears were in town or something, but yeah. Like, Chicagoans travel well. We'll drink all your beer. Why wouldn't you want these people...
All of it.
...in your stadium, spending money on your concessions at the gate, all that stuff?
I think it was the Blackhawks playoff game and the NFL draft. In Nashville at the same time.
That sounds right.
In April. And it was wild.
Just the fine print of it essentially is that teams giving up a home game, so they have less than the standard amount. They have the option of requesting which game not be moved. And like you've mentioned, because Bears fans travel so well and spend so much money and drink and eat so much, all of those NFL teams and cities want that business in. So that's why we got vetoed. Also, they're a bunch of fucking pussies.
Didn't it feel good to at first be like, yeah, this is totally the reason?
Oh, yeah, they were scared of Justin.
Scared of us, scared to see us on an 8:30 our time.
Got
to
play us on your home field, you pussies.
And then you remember that, like, oh, it's all about money.
Yeah, I mean, and it is what it is. It sounds like the Bears will be playing in Europe next year, though, so save those pitches, you know? We've got a year to work on this presentation.
It's going
to
be, I mean, now that we have a year, lights, smoke, you know.
Worldwide.
Guest presenters.
Oh.
Hosts.
Possibly you.
What, so no, what we need to do is get in someone, like bring in a female celebrity for this presentation. Someone that the girls would love. And like have that person help us present the pitch.
Like you know, a couple cameos.
Yeah,
kind of dropped in there.
I mean more like a spokesperson for our trip, like a brand ambassador for the boys go to Germany.
Yeah.
Who could we afford is the thing. Like at that point, how much money?
We just get a bunch of 30-second cameos where they read a different part of a script and then you piece it together.
We'll just have each of the Kardashians do a different 30 seconds. Splice it together.
Is that it? Is it the Kardashians?
Would it might be the. In this house, it would work.
I feel like that'd be very expensive cameos. I think Brian Urlacher goes for like $100.
I've seen her videos for free. What you mean?
Good joke.
Woo! Get him, Ray J.
Guys, one other thing on just kind of open bear stock I do want to talk about before I'm going to drop this guy's on the spot here. We're going to do a little schedule preview, right? And we reserve
a preview
to the preview before the preview. We reserve the right to make changes one time, and we'll do a schedule preview again that week leading up to week one. So, but we'll do a little schedule preview. One thing I do want to talk about though is edge rush help. There's rumblings, and we've talked a little bit about it already. There's some free agents available, the Yannick Ngakoue's. Got the what's his name?
Frank Clark.
Leonard Floyd.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Frank Lloyd, and I'm like, that's not right.
He's an architect.
Frank Lloyd Wright. There you
like,
go.
Frank Lloyd's not right. So, there's a couple edge rushers guys available that you could still hit post free agent market. You could also, and from an interview that Ryan Poles did recently, he kind of alluded to it, like his team's always moving behind the scenes. They're always trying to make additions. You could see a Chase Young. You could see them knocking on another team that try to get some edge help.
Well, there's a few things in the NFL that happen on June 1st specifically that, like, dollars to donuts, I would bet a future on the Bears sign an edge person the afternoon of June 1st. Like, there's teams that release players on that date. They get to spread that cap hit across two seasons. There's other perks for signing like veterans and shit like that after that date. So probably nothing for the next couple weeks, but I think it's a team need absolutely to do that.
And it's just a matter of like, do you want to dip into the, are you dipping into the future plans and future money, or are you just going to burn some of the money that you have right now and take a flyer on a late 20s, you know, early 30s? Like it might be nice to like, I could get behind a guy like Frank Clark. You know, yeah. I could totally get behind that. A veteran,
2 years,
in a
room,
years. Bingo. As long as you're not like setting the market for him, even if you have to overpay a little bit. Sometimes like when you have money, and we talk about how young this team is all the time, get a guy or two in here that know how to win. You know, get one of these, as long as they're willing to accept that role of be the veteran in the room, you know, help establish that culture. And Poles goes back with him. Like they won rings together in Kansas City. So that would be a name that I would be cool with. I'm a little iffy on the Chase Young thing. Like, I would be really excited if he was healthy and he wasn't coming off of this major ACL, like, injury, and he's not in a, he's at the end of the year, so it's at the end of his contract, so it's like a prove-it deal for him. It's tricky. I almost am more inclined to let him hit free agency, and if you have to bid for him, you bid for him with some of the future monies down the road, but are we in a position to give up capital just yet? You know what I mean?
No, because you're not that good yet. You've proven nothing. Now, if you're at week 8, what's the NFL deadline? Is it week 8, I want to say?
I think
maybe
so.
9? Now, if you're at week 8 or 9 and you're 5-3 and you're surprising a lot of people and Justin is throwing the ball really well and you're missing some of these key pieces and it's really pressure on the quarterback because the defensive backs are all playing well, then absolutely. You have to. You got to try.
Yeah, and as long as you, I don't know, as long as Poles just continues to like show that they're willing to make those moves and they're diligent and they're educated with their process, like I'm good any way that they want to go. Again, Chef Poles ain't cooked me a bad meal to this point, so I'm not going to question it just yet. Have you guys done the schedule exercise? Have you gone through and...
No, honestly, I have not.
Really?
This is going to be off the hip.
This is good.
I am firing.
Guys, I've gone through this a couple times and not counted numbers or anything like that. Just looked at the opponents and really
tried to.
Just holy
shit. I have not seen shit.
Guys, there's some gettable games.
I can't wait.
So
let me get the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Up.
So preseason's easy. I mean, there's only three preseason games. Did you guys know we don't play the Browns anymore in the preseason? That last week we play the Bills now?
That's crazy. Damn shame.
Fuck Cleveland. Shit. So we open the season week one against the Green Bay Packers. Hold on. That is a game of the week. That's game of the week. That's a 325 game of the week. That's Fox.
I thought they said that's
game of the week.
Never mind.
I'm telling you. It's not. It's not preseason. That's week one.
I thought you mentioned.
You're talking about week one Bears Packers.
You mentioned one, preseason. I thought you were running through the preseason for some reason. And I was like,
no.
Interesting.
Week one regular season, 325. Yeah.
That would be bold.
Against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, that's game of the week.
I'm a meathead, but not that big of a meathead. So just keep track and let me know how many wins you guys come up with.
Okay, hold on.
Schedule 2023. Here we go. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
And that Packers game is at Soldier. Week two.
Are we talking about what we're picking?
Wait one second.
You guys want to pick it right now?
Yeah, then we can give our number at the end.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a dub.
I think so too, right? Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. Jordan Love my ass.
Yeah. It should be a win.
It should be. You just wait till we get to the end of this schedule, guys.
This is going to be the tone setter for the entire season, and all the shit that is going to be said amongst everybody is if we lose and Jordan Love is better than Justin Fields, basically game one of his true starting career,
we're dead.
We're dead.
It's tough
That's
to
it.
This
just
is
bury
it.
Me.
It's a W.
It's tough
we
to start
to
with the
game.
Packers.
Bury me in navy and orange. I'm just done.
It's so tough to start with the Packers because those games just mean
so
much more.
The only way we lose, and I'm okay with it, is if Justin Fields just looks way better than Jordan Love. And then I'm like, okay, fine. We lost. It's a team game.
Yep.
Whatever.
So if you lose that first game and Justin looks okay, do we settle into tanking for Marvin Harrison or one of the other quarterbacks?
No. I'm not jumping off the ship yet.
No.
No, you will burn this boat with me on it at this point.
We'll get there.
Players don't tank. Organizations attempt to tank. We saw it with Houston.
We got some dogs. Some dogs. Week two, we go to Tampa Bay.
I don't know who their quarterback is.
It's Baker Mayfield.
That's right.
They're going to let Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask duke it out.
That's right.
As much as we want to poo-poo the Buccaneers, that defense is still a really, really good defense, and they've got some offensive weapons. You got
Mike Evans,
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin
is the other one. Yeah.
Leonard Fournette?
No, he's not on that team
free
anymore.
Agent.
Zeke Elliott might go there. That's right.
Yeah. And, I mean, Baker Mayfield, serviceable, bottom-tier serviceable. But altogether, that's not a game that,
love your optimism.
I'm just saying that's not and then we're back into
and it's on the road.
Florida in September. It's gonna be hot as shit. We're just gonna be coming off of the shit kicking we gave Jordan Love and the Green Bay Packers.
I'm going out.
Trap game. I can't
trap
wait.
Trap game of the week.
Wait, so that was week two, right?
Yep.
So that's week two.
We all went dub week one?
I think
yeah.
Dale.
Okay. I'm dub week one.
I'm L week two.
All right.
With that being said, I'm out week three.
Just wait.
I'm a dub week two. With that being
we know you are.
With that being said, I think the boys are better than the Buccaneers.
Did you say L week two, Dale? Are you mulling right now?
I'm noodling.
Is Justin Fields better than and then insert the starting quarterback for the opposing team that week? I know they don't play against each other, but do this exercise. Better than Jordan Love so far? I would say yes.
Visualize Pigeon. With us, people.
Is he better than Kyle Trask or Baker Mayfield?
Yes.
Dub for me.
I'll take a win.
All right. Week three. The Germany game.
We're dead.
Yeah, guys. Consensus here. This is...
It's a big fat L.
Cover? Sneaky? Frisky?
What's the line? Yeah. What's the 4-month
out
line?
Do I get 9.5 points or 10?
Yeah, that's going to be a really, really tough game. So, especially in Kansas City, that'll be a good.
It's going to be an 8.5-point line.
Easily. If the Bears go into that game, though, 2-0, like, that's going to be the good slice of humble pie that our dumbasses need to, like, calm down on the third Sunday.
If we go in 2-0, hammer that Chiefs covering.
Yeah, dude, there's going to be so much money coming in.
Oh, yeah. If we're 2-0. These fucking meatheads named Dale, Marcos, Sam, Jake.
Week 4.
Should we go to Kansas City real quick, by the way?
Were we all L's in week 3?
What's the dates for that?
September 24th. That's a 3:25 game as well.
I do love barbecue.
Dude, I love barbecue.
How far is that? Like 8 hours?
No, I think it's like six, like 5.5, 6 hours.
Kansas City's closer, if I recall, it's closer to 7, 7.5.
I mean, dude.
Drive down, go to the game, spend the night.
Drive around.
September 24th. Just eat barbecue. Come back. Meat sweats.
Get yelled at.
Week 4.
You said September 24th?
Yeah.
I could go to Kate. Let's
week 4.
Pow wow. Guys,
the
so
PowerPoint's back on.
So week 4 sees the Bears welcome the Denver Broncos, the now Sean Payton led I mean Russell Wilson led, but Sean Payton kind of driving the bus now. This is weird.
Because, it's so weird.
Because
I don't know how to feel.
Sean Payton's so good.
Sean Payton, here's meathead Marcos football guy. Sean Payton good. Russell Wilson bet.
I would like to remind you. What? Sean Payton with Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees. Good. Sean Payton without Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees. Not as good.
I don't know. Even when Drew Brees was like, those last 2 years was pretty bad, and he still was, they still like always made the playoffs.
And you know what? That Denver defense pretty good
Michael
with Sean
Thomas
Payton
hasn't,
coming
like,
in.
Played football in 3 years, I swear.
No, I'm talking about back then.
Neither
he
Sean
and Alvin Kamara.
Sean defenses on Sean Payton teams have like notoriously been above average in the NFL. So he's already coming into an above average defense. So I have a feeling that that side of the ball is just going to be a lock again.
Yeah, this game scares me. I'm taking an L.
DJ Jones. Their defense isn't that good.
I'm going to go W just because Russell Wilson looked so incapable last year.
Yeah, I'm going to go as a loss there.
I'm erring on the side of caution. If we win, fantastic.
I think that's an L because I think that their offense is going to be way better this year. Broncos.
Agreed.
That offensive line is good.
Did I have us for a backdoor cover against the Chiefs, though?
No.
You can.
Do not put my name down on that yet.
Sign me up in ink.
All right. I got you.
Chiseled in stone. So then week 5, guys, it's a quick turnaround because we go to Washington. This is the second Thursday night Commanders game in 2 years that we'll end up seeing. I don't think we mentioned it, one of 4 primetime games for the beloved this season. Nice to see the boys getting a little public recognition. It just means the logo and the product sells.
With a possible 5th.
Yeah, because we got TBD towards the end of the year, right?
The 17th, or the last game of the season, rather, with the Packers.
Against
TBD.
The Packers, and if that's for...
That's away, I want to say, right? Because we're home.
If that's for possibly like a get-into-the-wild card, or, I mean, if the NFC North is dog shit and that's a division game, you could totally see it.
I don't know how you can look at it and say it's going to be dog shit.
I will get in. So then week 5, you're at Washington. That's a Thursday night game. Let's do the exercise again. Justin Fields or Sam Howell? Is that the starting quarterback for the Washington?
This is a dub.
Taylor Heineke?
I don't think
no,
we have to.
No, it is Howell, actually.
I don't think we have to spend
Heineke's
a lot of time
on a different
on
team.
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. That's a dub for me, guys. The only thing that scares me is that's early in the season, Chico Rivera coach team, and that's way before the wheels will have fallen off. Like, the wheels on that team will fall off, like, probably, like, week 10, week 11.
Oh, I don't know.
But
Magic Johnson's an owner now.
No, Chico week 5, humming along. These boys are ready. Run through a wall for Chico.
I don't think so.
I'm going dub.
It's a loss for me.
You said W like 20.
Now, let me ask you this.
Oh, wait. No. That is a W. Yeah, sorry.
What if we have Chase Young on our team at that point?
Big dub.
Correct answer. Moving on.
Jake
Double
Dog?
Digit cover.
I said dub right away.
What did you
okay,
say?
Sorry, digit, I missed like, it. Yeah,
no. I said we didn't have to waste time on this one.
Dale, you're in.
Yeah, I'm in. Ride or die.
Guys, week 6. Sure. You welcome the Minnesota Vikings. It's a noon game. Who knows what the Vikings look like? That's kind of where I'm getting at with the NFC North is some of these teams, the Lions are good and they've been building, but you don't really know what the Vikings are right now. Other than Justin Jefferson, they drafted Jordan the wide receiver out of TCU. I forget his name now. But
Addison.
Yeah, Jordan Addison. It doesn't look like Dalvin Cook's going to be on that team anymore. He's not long for that team.
That changes every week. And it's like, he's out. Nope.
And Madison does him. Just fine when he's in.
Yeah, defensive side of the ball there. They've got a decent defense. I mean, I don't know. That Vikings.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
They're regular season gods. It's an L.
I'm going L.
For the record, I did go back and listen. You guys ridiculed me last year for telling you that the Vikings were going
to
win.
Dale, that was last year. This is this year.
And first of all, we would never do that to you. Yeah, so shut the fuck up. We would never.
Well, my point is being like, I still think they're a good team. Like,
stop
they didn't
being
lose
such an asshole.
I just said we are going to lose.
It's the summer of Dale.
We would never.
I'm just like, I'm justifying my answer that it's going
to
be a loss.
Why do you make us be dicks to you?
I know, guys.
During the summer of Dale.
Yes.
It's difficult to love me.
Gaslighting.
I know.
Crash course in gaslighting.
So I've got a W on this game. I think the Beloved will split with the Vikings this year, and I'll take the W at home, and we'll probably lose in Minnesota. Is that all of them for week six? Guys, in weeks.
Wait. So we were all L's, or we were split?
I don't know. I'm just keeping track of mine. Are you just keeping track of everyone's?
Yeah, just to hold us accountable.
Gotcha.
So I'm a W for that Vikings game.
Yep. L. Yep. All right. Marcos was the one I had wrong. Sorry.
Week seven. We welcome the Las Vegas Raiders, so we're not going to Vegas this year. That is a Jimmy Garoppolo-led Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs.
This is like the Broncos version 2. It's like, what are you? Are you guys going to be good, or are you just going to be dog shit again?
Is that a Josh McDaniel team still?
Yeah,
it is.
Did he get canned already or no?
Did you see that Devontae Adams is not seeing eye to eye with the Raiders owner, or rather leadership, on how the offense should go?
Yeah, no shit.
So I think this is the opposite of the Broncos. I think they will continue to be bad, and I'm taking a dub.
Yeah.
I took a win against the Broncos, so I'm going to take a win here.
I think the Raiders have issues there, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and I think the Beloved's offense will be much better than last year. It's a dub.
We have such a hard time beating Jimmy G. I don't know why. It's so dumb.
Do we have a record against
it? One of those dumb fucking things that Jimmy G beats us.
How did week 1 20 or just this past year go?
Trey Lance died. And then...
Yeah, Jimmy was dead. No.
Jimmy didn't play.
Anyway.
No, it's Derek Carr.
What?
I'm talking about the 49ers.
The
49ers
game.
Oh, sorry.
When Trey Lance went down, did Jimmy G come in?
Yeah, those were the two quarterbacks.
Yeah, was it?
I thought he was still hurt.
Purdy comes in later in the season after Jimmy got hurt later in the season.
Never mind. Yeah. Fuck it, W.
Once...
Yeah, that's a dub for me.
You guys love gaslighting me.
We do.
We fucking once again,
get
it
right the first time.
I did.
And we won't have to be like this to you.
That's a good destination game. That's week 8, October 29th. You go to L.A. It's a 7:20 prime time game against the L.A. Chargers.
Yeah, we're going to take an L here. Justin Herbert is +5 on all stats when playing in L.A. He's just cool there. So we're going to lose.
I also think it's a loss. I just think that the Chargers are closer to a finished product than what the Bears are. And I think that'll be a typical, like, first half you'll hang with them, and then the second half your flaws will kind of start to show, and you're probably not at the point where you can put a full four quarters together against a good team like that.
Which Justin is better?
Oh, I think Justin Herbert.
Right now.
Right now, yes. I hope by the time week 8 comes, I can say Justin Fields.
And with his weapons, Justin Herbert's, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, we'll see if Brandon Staley can fuck things up.
And now that's we play the Saints.
Big ass loss against the Chargers.
This is another good destination game, guys. If we've ever wanted to go to NALA.
We keep bringing that up.
Early November, November 5th at New Orleans. Derek Carr. Looks like a Bayou boy.
Derek Carr. Alvin Kamara's going to jail.
He is a criminal. Guilty as fuck. Guys, that game is, I think, my same logic that I just gave for the Chargers game. And maybe this is just me being a meathead here. But I really think that the Bears are a little further along offensively. Derek Carr, Chris Olave. Is Slant Boy back?
Slant Boy supposedly back. Juwan Jennings, I think, is there, or Johnson's their tight end.
Who is the running back if Alvin Kamara's gone?
Mark Ingram.
Taysom Hill.
Is he's still signed there? I'm now slowly starting to talk myself out of that Saints game. But I think I'm going to stick
to
my gut here.
Mark Ingram came back.
I think the boys will travel down to the Bayou, and we will find a way to win a football game Sunday, November 5th. That's a W for me.
Jamal Williams is there. Mark Ingram is not on that team.
Oh, that's right.
Ooh, Jamal Williams.
This one, it's tough. This is might be one of the ones I struggle with the most. I think part of it in me is that I've always wanted to believe that Derek Carr is good and or would be good, and it's just like it just never really works out.
So does that mean he's bad?
I don't know.
Because he's done enough of it to make you question if he's good.
He's like Kirk Cousins almost.
Oh.
That's not a
good. Is Derek better? Is Justin better than Derek Carr?
Yes. Yeah.
I got to see Justin pass for 4,000 yards.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I got to see Derek run for 1,000 yards. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, good point. All right, man, I don't know. Shit.
I think Justin.
Dale, what do you think?
Bears win.
I think Bears win.
Yeah, I'm gonna take I'm gonna take the dub.
Yes, we are all in.
That's awesome.
We should go to that game.
We should go to a destination game. Stop spending money at Soldier and let's just go somewhere.
I don't mind that.
I mean,
Lions.
I'm walking that far anyways. No, no, no. Panthers.
Oh, Panthers.
Week 10, Carolina. That's another Thursday night game. The second one of the year.
I mean,
how do you guys feel about two Thursday night games in a season?
That's fucked.
I thought
the Bears at no point will be playing a team that has more rest than them with how their schedule is set.
Where did you pull that from?
Dude, I consume content.
That's awesome. That's all I do. That's good stuff.
The Bears will be rested this year at all times.
Rested.
This is why the people listen to the show. Sleepy for Bears. Shit like that.
That's awesome.
I mean, wow. It's still a dub.
Still a dub, yeah. That's the Bryce Young.
We have to win that game.
Yeah, we have to win.
The worse the Panthers are, the better for us.
Bingo. That's Bryce Young. That's an Adam Thielen.
That's a win out of principle. Yeah. Gotta have it.
In Chicago?
I'm with you. I need to see like someone that can chase him.
Who?
On this defensive line.
Chase
like,
who?
The quarterback, Bryce Young.
Oh.
Like
who on their team can chase our guy?
Oh, I know. That's why I'm leaning towards us. But like,
I need someone
to rush this fucking quarterback.
That's assuming that Bryce Young is on the field.
Yes.
Like, two scenarios are either happening.
Is it Andy Dalton?
QB one.
Yeah.
So it's either Andy Dalton QB
one. Super nice guy.
Red Rifle Revenge game.
Just great guy.
And they have him sit most of the season.
If he picks us apart
or his retirement,
how mad would you be?
Yeah, I'd be pretty devastated if the Andy Dalton revenge game.
And he just smokes us.
But, like, either Bryce Young is sitting behind Andy Dalton and they're really committing to another year of, like, putting pieces around that offense, but they can't because we have their first-round pick. Or Bryce Young is 5'7", 135 pounds, soaking wet.
Did the pictures from camp
and
have been so funny.
And he's just been thrown to the ground a la Tua, and he's on concussion protocol. I don't wish for injuries. Looking at my crystal ball, that frame ain't it. That's a W for me.
Yeah, I went W as well. Dale, you're the last one I'm waiting on.
That's a win.
Oh, we swept again.
Jake, is that a win
for
you?
That's a dub.
Yeah, he said it real quick.
We're talking about the Panthers game?
Yeah. So Lions. Now, week 11, we go to the asshole of the United States of America. We travel to Detroit. Lions game, that's a noon.
It's an L.
That's an L for me.
They could be a wagon.
Are you guys going to ridicule me when I say this year that the Lions will be winning the division?
No, I think
that's
okay.
A fair
valid
shot.
Take.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I'm
so
honestly,
controversial.
Honestly,
oh, why would you say something so bold?
Yeah, so brave.
I think
this last time you guys ridiculed me.
I think they are the favorite to win the NFC North. Let's see.
It's probably the Vikings.
Nope, Lions are +130 to win the division. Then Vikings +300. Bears +325, Packers +400. I think that Lions team is just better than us, and I think in Detroit especially that's going to be a tough game. But the only solace there is knowing that you kind of have a mini bye going into that game because you played the Thursday the week before. You've got
it'll be the most rested team the Lions play.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that to be true.
Message show.
Hit it.
Did you say L, Dale, or were you just
I was
pumping
L.
the
no, right. That's for sure an L.
Another sweep. The boys are
Vikings
in sync.
Again, round two, electric boogaloo.
Prime time, Monday night. That's Monday night football against the Vikings in Minnesota. I said earlier that it's gonna be a loss for me. I think we'll split with the Vikings.
It's a loss.
Lose there.
Correct.
Yep, so I'm going to go dub because I went L on the first one.
Do that shit. Week 13, we got to buy. Where are we golfing?
When? What?
I mean,
in December?
Arizona.
Here we go.
Week 14. God damn it. It's not fair.
Back to the Lions. At home this curling. Time.
Yeah. We get the Lions off a mini bye and then the real bye.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We're so rested when we play the Lions both times.
We might get a dub this time.
This will be
time.
The most rested team the Lions play.
I'm going dub.
I'm glad that there was a different answer.
I crunched the numbers and Jake is right.
I'm happy for you. I don't know what to tell you.
You don't seem happy.
It's an L.
Yeah.
You can say L. Loss. All right.
That's a fat loss.
You just said yeah. I was like, cool.
Directly following that one.
Guys, that's a W. Yes. You're coming off a bye. Yes. You're coming off a big bye, like a true bye.
Ride with
Why
me.
Why is the Browns game to be announced?
I don't know. But week 15, you go to Cleveland.
Who knows when?
Who knows, but.
December 17th. I don't know what time.
I just keep having flashbacks to Myles Garrett teleporting across Jason so Peters' scary. Face. Like, that defensive front is scary.
And now they just picked up the guy from the Vikings.
Yep. Oh, yeah, it's Hadarius Smith.
Oh, God.
Offenses. Didn't even notice that. Yeah. Offense, they still have Nick Chubb. Deshaun Watson is just going to get more acclimated in that offense, and I think he'll have a better year than last year.
It's an L.
That's a big L.
That's not good. I'm with you, though. That's
especially that
L.
late in the season.
Guys, week 16, you welcome the Arizona Cardinals. 325 game. That's a daytime game. it's a W. If we lose to the Cardinals week 16, you're hoping that like by the end of the season now at this point with how our picks have all shaken up, you're hoping to be in the hunt graphic.
Oh, yeah. No,
and if you're an in the hunt, frisky, for if sure. you're an in the hunt team, you need to be beating the likes of Arizona on a week 16 daytime game. W for me.
I think
I got you down.
I think that's fair.
Do you have enough wins on your board to be a wild card team?
Yeah.
good look on your face.
Good God.
Who's there? Will Kyler be back by then, right?
No, I doubt we see him the whole year.
Wait, what?
Who's their other quarterback then?
Kyler Murray.
What's wrong with him?
He has a torn ACL.
I thought he had that repaired.
Yeah, but it's...
No, he destroyed his knee. Like
it was like it was
late
gnarly.
In the season? Two-thirds of the way through the season? Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, I remember that.
Even if he comes back and he can come back the last 3 weeks of the season, why would you bring him back?
Right. That's a win.
You're losing
probably
because
you're paying him $200.
It's Colt McCoy.
Yeah, it's Colt McCoy.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, it's a W.
That's a win.
Colt McCoy.
In parentheses, if Colt plays.
I mean, even if Kyler plays, the rest of the Cardinals scares you enough?
I don't know.
The likes of Greg Dortch.
Hey,
DeAndre Hopkins put some respect on his name.
Yeah, for as long as
until they trade him. What's James Conner?
Yeah. He's still there. Okay. And don't they have Rondale Moore?
Okay, he Zach scores Ertz. Touchdowns.
We're just naming people now.
Yeah,
we're just naming.
I like that game.
I do too. Let's honestly,
see how random
I could do that.
Athletes we can name.
The best is if you can find like people with the same last name, and that's my favorite. If you go down that path.
So I have Marcos down for a dub.
Yeah, against the Cardinals, that's a big dub. Guys, look at the last three games of the season. Oh my God.
Okay.
Dub.
Guys,
that's a dub.
Dalium.
Week 17, the Falcons come to town.
Bijan.
This
is going to be a
Bijan New Year's Eve.
I feel weird about this game.
I don't.
Actually, I kind of do because like
Desmond Ridder.
Yeah, but what is he? We don't know. You get to week 17.
Is it for sure Desmond Ridder? It's not Marcus Mariota?
Taylor Heineke, I think.
I think we know what Marcus Mariota is. And if you're looking at the Falcons organization, you'd rather see if you have something with Desmond Ridder.
They will probably
commit to Marcus Mariota.
I was going to say, they'll probably start Mariota, and if it goes bad, like just embrace the tank again.
Well, and that's the thing. They've already started Mariota. They know how this is going to go. Why not try Desmond? Because if he's bad, cool. So is Marcus. At least he's young and under contract for a couple of years.
They are going to give Bijan Robinson the ball. Like He's going to die, though. He's going to get run.
Guys, Taylor Heineke's a Falcon. I'm just saying.
Well, and you have Drake London, and you have Kyle Pitts, and now you have Bijan Robinson.
That did not go well last year, fucking Kyle
I mean,
Pitts.
Like, that's a good offense. I don't know why, but I think L here. I don't know. Crazy.
It's a weird looking.
I don't know why, but I think I
win.
Yeah.
One got there. I'm taking win.
Oh my god, Marcos.
It's not good, dude. I think I might have just picked L there because I can't believe how many W's I have on my list right now.
Oh my
god. I gotta like level off. But like week 18 at Green Bay, their season's gonna be done. They're gonna be dead by the time week 18 comes. Fucking allergies.
That's all they're gonna have to work for, or to live for, is this game, trying to play us and beat us. And we're just gonna get to take that from them.
That'll be fun.
It will be fun.
All right, so final records here.
Wait. Is that W's all?
Dale's the most pessimistic.
By how much? I thought we were all
by four. By four. He's only most pessimistic by one to Jake.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I mean,
and then Marcos and I are the same.
Yeah.
We're 10-7.
11-6. So I must have you down for a W.
So I'm 10-7 and you're 9-8 then.
So what'd you put week 8? Oh, yeah, I highlighted week 8 because I didn't have you down.
I have 8 wins.
You have a loss week 8?
I have a loss week 8.
I have 8 wins.
Yes, I have you at 8 wins. I have Dale at 7 wins.
Yeah.
And then so week 8 you have a win.
That's with a
you
caveat
have a win, right?
Of Colt.
Week 8 you have a win.
Anyway,
I highlighted it. I just wanted to make sure
I think that all of this is contingent, pretty much all of this is on starting 2-0. If you don't, and like you lose a couple of those games early out of the gate.
No, I have an L to the
because
Chargers.
Because we've got some pretty early consensus wins. That record is shot, and then you start talking tank again. And I know it, we said organizations tank, not players, but,
yeah, but you don't
players aren't dumb either.
You don't have to tank if Carolina's bad enough.
Well, why not? Two bites at the apple.
Yeah, but like you can't – like you still have a season to play for. Like you can sneak in if you – 8-9 wins.
And like even
– 8-9 wins gets you that third wild. Now that there's 3 wild cards, unless you're like bottom tier, unless you're 3 wins going into the last couple weeks of the season, if you're floating right around 7 wins with 3 weeks to go, try. Because you could get in as that third wild card.
And playoff games are money.
You make money. We're hoping. I shouldn't say we have. You're hoping you have an explosive offense. And if you get to that point, you're hoping that, like, look into your crystal ball here. If you're 2 wins out of the playoffs going into the last 2 weeks, are you in that position because the offense was bad or because the defense was bad? You know what I mean?
I'm with you. I guess I should revise that then. If you're a couple games into the season and you're going, oh shit, this offense is still bad. We're still giving up 6-7 sacks a game. Justin's running for his life. He's missing guys. No one's getting separation. At that point, that's when you start to have that real conversation.
Oh yeah. If Justin starts to show that he's not the guy, then I'm with you.
He is the guy.
But I don't see him not being the guy. Like legitimately. And I know that we're homers and I know that like we just want to believe it so bad. And it's kinda like the Cuddy thing all over again.
On this podcast?
Like it's like the Cuddy thing all over again. Is like, you know, you just want, because they're your guy, you kinda like, you're always looking through rose-colored glasses, but I just legitimately think that like the end of the season will come and we'll say, yes, that's what a modern-day NFL offense is supposed to look like. That's what I knew that my favorite football team could do on the field.
That's a team that's going to win when it's Caleb Williams at quarterback.
I'm describing like the most beautiful pornographic film ever.
Yep.
This is also coming from the guy that truly believed in a 1.8% chance of landing Wembanyama.
From a guy. A guy. Now I'm just a guy.
A guy.
Fuck you.
I
Dale, do you see what you do to us?
Yeah, I know. I just tear this podcast apart.
Fuck, man. Why are you... Never mind.
Because I live here.
I don't know why you make us do this to you.
So let's do one more exercise here with the Bears, and then let's move on, right? We all have our win totals. We'll do a little variation of we win if, right? We win that many games if... So we win 10 games, I believe, if, and it's the easy one, Justin Fields proves that he is the quarterback that we hope he is, and he can do it through the air and with his legs. I think it's going to be important to have the combination of both.
I think that if that is true, I am with you and we will win 10 games. Changes a lot.
I'm going to add on, and it kind of goes hand in hand, but DJ Moore is the fucking man. 1,100 yards, 1,200 yards, 1,200.
Why stop?
12
Why
touchdowns.
Stop there? No, 15.
1,500 yards, 12 touchdowns.
Throwing.
Two
running,
throwing.
Two on the ground. Two on the ground.
Sam.
We have a WR1. That's what I'm getting at.
We got a ball player. We win if... it's hard to say, man. We just will.
Okay.
Dale. You can't feel it? Can't you feel it?
Dale gave his.
Oh.
Yeah. If Justin's right. The guy, then 7 is the floor.
That's what it comes down to.
We win if a blue car wins the NASCAR race.
He's so stupid.
Is that this weekend?
I don't think so. I think it's I think it's in July sometime.
Guys, let's move on from the Bears.
Blue car. Bet on a blue car.
Book it.
So let's get into the Chicago Blackhawks. Producer Jake, are you still high?
Yes.
You still buzzing?
Dude, people will like randomly come up to me just like, hey, congrats on Bedard. I'm like, thank you.
You know how much I care.
Yeah, it's
thank
so,
you for noticing.
It's so funny to
thank
me.
Thank you for noticing.
Thank you. Yeah, I love it. I love the haters. Blackhawks in a really good position here. Overall, 12 draft picks coming up in this draft. 6 are in the first 2 rounds. They have $40 million in cap space.
That's a lot of hockey
and
dollars.
Which is the most in the NHL. Which, I mean, fucking awesome. We're in a great spot. I can't wait to see what happens.
So you have the most cap space in the NHL. Yep. You have the upcoming next one.
Yep.
Who's the number one free agent right now? Going into next season?
Would it be Patty Kane?
No.
Austin Matthews?
It's Austin Matthews, probably.
Oh.
Now imagine.
You can shop top shelf when you have that much cap, right?
I think 25, 26 years old.
It's very good.
Now, just play with me for a moment here.
I don't want to.
Well,
go on. You're going to.
Stop soliciting us.
You've got Austin Matthews, Connor Bedard, and Patrick Kane all on one the same line.
You can't because
that's
one
two
of,
centers.
That's two
right?
centers. But that doesn't work.
Oh, we can make it work.
We could.
Well,
we could.
It's like the going nuclear option.
Total football.
Anyways, okay. Yeah. I mean, there's always a chance you could land Austin Matthews. My thought is he doesn't leave Toronto. I think Toronto is going to re-sign him and get rid of the other two, like top three on their team, that being William Nylander and. I could see him just trading John Tavares. I think he's got one more year in his contract, or I don't know if they can buy him out. But Austin Matthews is like 26 years old. If
that's the wagon
you
hitch to.
If that's the hit, you don't hitch to the 35-year-old that's your current captain. You're not going to give him another deal. You probably just move him, get Nylander out of there, and start like kind of a retooling process. I don't know if that's ever going to work, but you already gave Austin Matthews $11 million a year. You're just not going to do it again. I mean, I don't know. Plus, William Nylander, also a free agent, and he's going to want more money. And that dude's like a organizational problem when it comes to contract negotiations. It was a big deal last time this came around.
Stay away.
So my prediction is Austin Matthews stays. If for some reason he does it, Chicago would be a cool location for him.
How quick in hockey can you turn over these rosters and like build quote unquote competitors? Like, can you have a competitive team on the ice next
season?
How quick
did McDavid make them competitive?
I mean, McDavid's been in the league now for like 5 years. Okay. And he came into the league immediately onto the roster. He got hurt his first year and was out for, I think, like 30 or 40 games. And then the next year it exploded, right? The Oilers still can't make it past the second round. So, like, having Bedard doesn't make you, like, a cup contender.
Gotcha.
There are 16 players on the ice, you know, or on the bench. You need a full staff. Thankfully, we have 12 draft picks coming up, and six are in the first two rounds, and then you have more first two round, you have a lot of picks in the first two rounds for the next like 3 years. So it really depends. If you pick right and these guys develop and come up through the ranks, you could have a you could be competitive within 2 years, and you could be fucking contenders very quickly. So I'm very excited. But I mean, you're going to start talking like wild card within 2 years, probably. I think by year two you could be making the playoffs.
Wow, that's quick turnaround. Not for the Bulls. God
not
damn
for the
it.
Bulls.
Anything else on the Blackhawks?
You also got to find a goaltender. I don't know if that's gonna be a draft pick, but that's a big thing. If you can,
are young goalies a common thing in the NHL? I feel like they're usually much older veteran players.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag. It's like Vegas just pumps out these random goaltenders. It's like, I don't know where they come from. One goes down, another one comes up, and he's awesome, you know. And sometimes they're just hot. It's like the Scott Darling thing. Like Scott Darling, you know, after that cup run, wasn't really much of anything after that. It's like he was just incredible in that window you needed him to be. And he was the backup to Crow. So when Crow was bad, it was like Darling was awesome for some reason. So you just got to find it. I don't know where it's going to come from. A goaltender is going to be key, though.
What about the NHL playoffs?
Playoffs are fucking awesome. As everyone predicted, the conference finals consist of the Carolina Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the Golden Knights, and the Dallas Stars. I mean, every bracket had that picked. It was chalk the whole
easy
way.
Yeah.
You know, Vegas is losing their ass on this one.
Canadians are too.
Yeah, dude. I don't know if they're ever going to win again.
Doesn't seem like it.
No. Good. But, I mean, it just speaks to the parity of the NHL. I mean, you have a NHL record-setting organization in terms of the points of the Boston Bruins. And
they get bounced.
And they get bounced.
First round?
Yeah, bounced in the first round. You have a wild card team making it to the conference final who made it into the wild card on the last game. You know, just making a run. And they're really exciting. The first round was much more quality of games. The second round had a lot of blowouts, so we're going to see what the conference finals brings us, but it's been entertaining to say the least.
Don't you wish you were one of the guys that on that last day before the wild card, you know, they got to win one more game to get in, you got drunk and you're like, fuck it, wild card, we're fucking winning the cup this year. So you
here.
you placed that future for like $100 and now you're just waiting.
Out of the final four, I think I'm going with the Panthers.
Which is crazy.
Top cop Bob, dude.
Bobrovsky.
Turn in your badge and gun. You're off the force.
Is that a wrap on NHL?
That's a wrap.
On NHL? Guys, let's move on to the Chicago Cubs. Let Adele take it away.
It's been another rough week for the Cubs.
Fuck,
another
man, we
2-6
suck
slide.
Again.
So Steele's streak got
back
ended right at 15. Like, and or I think it was 14. What pissed me off so much, and I texted you guys right before it happened.
I didn't understand what was happening.
Most starts consecutively giving up 2 runs or less.
Got it.
That's the stat, right? I texted you guys right before this happens. I go, they can pull him out right now, and he keeps the record. But he's only got like 50 pitches in. They've got a 2-run lead. And of course, right after that, boom, he gives up 3 runs. So the streak's over. He does win that game, but then he loses his next outing after getting smacked for 5. So, yeah, a little bit of a skid for the Cubbies. Morel got called up. He's been smacking the ball around. That's super
Dangers.
Fun. Love that. Seiya's been hot the past week or so. He was really good during the Houston series. But that's about it for the boys right now. Not a whole lot of good going on.
Are you surprised at how reliant on Nico Horner this offense is? Isn't that would you have said that a couple years ago?
Like a year ago you wouldn't have said that. This time a year ago you wouldn't. He's obviously come a very, very long way, and like that offense is set up that if those table setters up top are getting on base, you're going to score runs. Of course, like that number one guy is, well, one of those number one guys is hurt. So makes it a little more difficult, but hopefully it turns around here in the future.
Anything else on the Cubs?
On that streak you were talking about, I remember one time for the White Sox, Mark Burley was on this crazy run of quality starts. And
right.
I think he was going for a record for it. He's like most quality starts in a row. You know, was it 5 innings, 6 innings?
It's with 6 innings with
two runs or less. He was on pace to like break this crazy record. And I remember, I think Angel Hernandez threw him out in like the fourth inning for just like nothing. And I remember watching this game with my grandfather, and I've never seen a man so livid in my life.
I love that.
He was a super fan of Burley, and it was like the world ended. He was out for blood. I also remember Hawk's reaction too. That might have been the Angel "You Gotta Be Bleeping Me" line.
Yeah.
You gotta be bleeping me.
Angel Hernandez.
Dude, he sucks.
Knock it off, Lecky.
I think I looked it up quickly. Bob Gibson threw 26 quality starts in a row.
Crazy.
In 67, 68.
That'll be untouched.
Oh, yeah. He's untouched. One of the greatest of all time. But that is a crazy stat. Anyway. Yeah, that's it for the Cubs.
Jake, get us into the Sox.
White Sox. Oof. White Sox. Oof. They're just doing what they're doing. You know, they're not getting any worse.
Being squirrely.
They're not going on 10-game losing streaks anymore. But they're also not winning 10 games in a row. They're kind of just hanging around, doing their thing. Hopefully they get healthy. Everybody's back now besides Eloy. Mankata's back. Jake Berger's back. Grandal's back. Tim's back. Luis is fucking killing the ball. Sam. Luis Robert, MVP, plus 12,000.
Did you lock it in?
Fuck yeah, I did.
What's a buck on 12,000?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Was it 12,000 or 1,200?
No, I think it was 12,000.
That's
incredible.
$5 to win 600?
You just can't be you can't be MVP when your team finishes 13 games.
Four games
real
in a row
hard.
With a home run. Mike Trout did, I think. I don't know.
That sounds right.
It does sound right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Marcos, question.
So, does Tim Anderson hate this
place? Never mind.
He hates the pitch clock.
I hate this place.
Are you sure? Because it looks a lot like, man, I hate this place. And he says it to a guy who also could share in his sentiment of hating this place in Jose Abreu.
Pitch clock.
For real? Is that what you think?
Oh, yeah. Pitch clock.
Do you guys see the video?
I'm watching it right now.
Pitch clock?
He definitely says something after the P word.
Yeah, clock.
But it doesn't look like clock. It's kind of looks
like... Is there a John Boy breakdown on this?
There's got to be already.
There's got to be. Yeah.
If there isn't today, there will be tomorrow.
Just a rough look, and you're going to continue to see things like this when the team is 13 games below, so...
Well, right. You guys are approaching that quickly, so I'll expect you guys down here with me in no time.
But we're not, and we had much lower expectations, riding high.
We're still having fun.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be here. What the fuck are you doing down here? We live here.
That's not what you guys said in preseason.
Fucking idiot.
You guys said you're winning the division. Wildcard or something.
I did not say we're winning the division.
Do you see what you're doing
to
us?
Gaslighting?
You see what you made us do?
What are we doing?
I hate this place.
Honestly, and the
I hate this place, man.
Jose's
like, yeah.
The Central is once again just awful. There's only one team above 500, and it's barely. If you get hot,
y'all play each other.
You can come back. And the White Sox are on a stretch here where they're only playing the Central division, so.
So do you guys like agree which games you're going to win and lose against each other so that you all stay under 500?
How does that work?
Dude, every team right now in the last 10 is 5-5.
just a handshake agreement.
They're in cahoots.
They are in cahoots.
Dale, you having some mic issues right now too?
Yes, I am. Same, all of a sudden, dude. Someone broke into my house and just loosened all the microphones.
What
and
a prank!
They didn't steal anything.
They left his lava lamp.
Jose did it. Oh, he's like +400 to win the division.
He watched the draft lottery here.
That's right.
Guys, anything else on the White Sox? Then let's get into my sadness.
Oh, one thing in baseball.
What's up, though?
Oakland has purchased the Tropicana site on the Las Vegas Strip, which there's been a lot of talks about Oakland moving to Las Vegas, but that's kind of really cool, I think. There's going to be a ballpark literally on the Strip, a 30,000-seat ballpark. Like, I'm looking forward to going to games there, absolutely.
That'd be cool.
It works in Nashville. Let's do it here.
Is that the one in Vegas, Alliance Stadium?
Allegiant. So, Allegiant Stadium. Allegiant's a little bit off the Strip,
Yeah, okay.
No, so
it's
they
like
literally
the other side of the highway, right?
They literally bought the Tropicana building.
I don't know what that is. I've never.
So it's one of the famous old school hotels.
Old Vegas going to get knocked down.
They're just going to tear it down. They're like, yeah, we want that just for the land underneath the building. So they're going to pay for all of it to demolish it to build a brand new state of the art stadium. Las Vegas is going to be a sports capital.
It's dope.
Do they get a basketball team? That's the only question.
I hope not.
When they expand to two more basketball teams.
Most likely. Or when whatchamacallit moves.
Seattle should get a
team.
Well,
Seattle should first.
Before Vegas gets
called the Supersonics.
No, the Super Sonics.
Super Duper Sonics.
Super Duper Sonics.
Well, if you had one,
Electric Boogaloo.
For balance.
You got to.
And that would work in East and West. No, it wouldn't. Sorry.
Nah.
They're both West.
Yeah.
Directions are hard.
They freaking are, dude.
You guys want to know how sad I am?
Well, then let's just move a team.
So,
yeah,
I actually believed, for some stupid reason,
this guy,
that we could actually win the lottery because I just saw the Blackhawks win it at 11%. So I'm like, hey, why not?
They did have good odds at landing top four. What was it, like 10%?
And you just.
Sure.
You slot in at 11. So it was fucked up how they showed it too. Like, I watched it back because we were at softball, obviously, but I had it recorded and I watched it back, and it's basically like when they're flipping the cards over, they flip the cards over and they show Orlando's logo. So you're thinking, like, because they had made the statement that, like, if you picked anywhere between, if your team is not 14, 13, 12, or 11, if the Bulls weren't one of those four picks, that meant they were in the top four. You didn't see them. And so everybody was all excited because, like, you think you're there until one of the cards has a little bit of fine print right at the bottom that says from Chicago. And so that meant Bulls pick 11, which means that pick goes over to the Orlando Magic. So now that trade officially.
It completes it.
It officially means that, where did I just see it? They traded.
Otto Porter.
No. Franz Wagner. You had Denzel Carter Jr., right?
I think it was
Otto Porter.
Wendell Carter Jr.
Wendell Carter, yeah.
And
yeah.
Otto Porter.
I got them backwards.
Along with the slew of draft picks that ended up being Franz Wagner and whoever this is going to be for Vooch.
Yeah. So it's Carter Jr., yeah,
and
I'm
the
sorry.
Other tall guy.
Carter Jr., Franz Wagner, and then the 2023 11th overall pick for Nikola Vucevic.
And there's another one. Aminu, something like that.
Al-Farouq Aminu?
Yes. He was part of that trade as well.
But just a buyout, and I think, yeah, correct. Signed wherever. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, guys, like, this is an all-time bad trade for the Bulls.
Bad beat.
Now he's coming up on free agency. So my sadness lies in that, like, you don't have your pick this year, obviously, because it goes to the Magic. Right, Vooch is going to be a free agent, and you're probably going to end up re-signing him because you don't have another choice here. Like, you can't let him walk for nothing. How many times have we been in this position? Do you guys know that our 2025 draft pick, our first, is the San Antonio Spurs? It is top 10 protected.
What's the point?
So, like, I mean, you can embrace the tank, and. But you're tanking ahead for like 2 years. You don't have the option to tank, basically, is what I'm getting at. Like, you don't have money. You're tied up in contracts right now. What really irks me is the people that are like, man, if Lonzo Ball wouldn't have got hurt, we would have been good. Like,
No. At no point is that true.
You're not looking in the right spot here. Like, fundamentally, this team just was never going to succeed. and where do they go? Like, legitimately, I'm asking you guys, like, what can you do to fix this? You don't have money. You don't have draft capital. You don't have desirable players that people want. What do you have? You have a 34-year-old DeMar DeRozan that plays ball like it's late 90s. Great. Like, I love DeMar. I love the contributions to this team. Are you giving DeMar DeRozan a max contract right now?
Fuck no.
Like, Zach LaVine is a number three on a championship team. Maybe a number two. Maybe
a number two if 3, 4, and 5 are good.
Are good. But you're not even.
No.
You're not even.
You're not the Celtics.
You're not trying to play the card of he's a number one if you put the right pieces around him. No. Bonafide stud, that is not Zach LaVine.
Nope.
You don't have depth. You don't have you've got a lot of redundancy on the roster. Kobe White is Ayo Dosunmu, you know, like defense, like,
and they're both going to be gone.
It's brutal.
Kobe's a free agent. Ayo, I think, has 1 year left.
I think what you have to do, and I hate to say this, but like, you literally have to just like run this back again. You don't have a choice because the Bulls will never go nuclear. The Bulls will never try to.
But you won't get anything back. You have to re-sign Vooch.
Hopefully you could sign and trade him.
Then why wouldn't they just sign him?
Who's they?
Whoever else.
Well,
so you're going to say, Nikola, we want you. I'm going to sign you and then immediately turn around.
Well, you can do
him.
A sign and trade. You're basically just trading the rights to him so that team gets first dibs at him.
Well, that's assuming you have his contract. We do not have his contract. He's a free agent, is he not?
Yeah, well, he's expired. Well, this is.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't have his rights. No one owns his rights. So
free agency hasn't started though. Until the free agency starting period.
I see
but
what
like,
you're saying. Yeah.
Some team beforehand might be like, "Hey, we want dibs."
I hear you. I don't know who would pay for that.
I don't know.
I mean, so I even ran through the scenario of like, what if you trade Zach LaVine in like a package to like Portland wants to move out of the number three spot. Like that's a talking point there. What would you have to send to Portland to get the number three pick? You could send him Zach LaVine. You'd have to send him a good amount more for the third best prospect in this draft. Like, you don't have any options.
Can they, like, one of Zach's problems is going to be who can afford him. He's a max player.
Yep. It's just not good. It's not good. Spurs win the lottery. They, great. Another one. Good for you guys. From Tim Duncan. Or from David Robinson to Tim Duncan.
Kawhi Leonard.
You had Kawhi, you had Tony Parker. You know, like, I mean, I know.
Manu Ginobili.
But, like, just, like, I'm talking, like, all generational guys, like, to hit on Tim, to hit on Dave, and then now to have Wemby, who's, like, everybody's talking about. He's going to be the best prospect, basketball prospect of all time. Like, the best basketball prospects of all time before him say that he is going to be the best. Fuck. I'm just sad. Just sad. The Bulls, we just don't have a direction. And I don't know how they're going to fix it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
There's no fixing it.
Anything else on the Bulls?
You sure you don't want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You all right?
I'm sad, dude. I'm sad. Think about Chicago sports right now in general, right?
You fucking got them going.
Cubs are bad. Again, we're back, right? The Bulls are bad.
Yeah.
The White Sox, yeah. Bad.
For now.
Cute.
The Blackhawks. Bad,
for
but
now.
Dude,
for now,
literally
looking up,
Bears,
and that's
looking up,
arrow
because of an 11% chance at a miracle.
Stocks go up,
stonks,
they only go up.
The Bears, bad, like
we just
hope,
went through the bad,
we
just endured it.
We hope they're good, but until I see it, bad,
they're pointing up,
stonks
go up.
We endured the miserable,
money go
we
brrr.
Bottomed out.
We're just in a weird spot where like you have. Teams pointing, you just mixed bag of teams pointing in total opposite directions. You know, I mean, that's just where it's at,
right? But they're all,
No, go on.
Well, like they're all, you could objectively say bad.
Everybody's bad.
So, like, while they are all going in different directions, the baseline for the arrows are all in the very bad territory.
Which ones do we put into the promising category?
Chicago Bears. Chicago Cubs, Hawks. Chicago Blackhawks. And it definitely switched to the Cubs and the Blackhawks in that order. Bears, Blackhawks, Cubs. Sorry, dog.
Yeah, that tracks. I like
and then
that.
The White Sox and then the Bulls.
Yeah, it's not great.
What's the common
denominator? I don't think you can put the Bulls in a promising
Jerry.
List. It's not.
Jerry's the common denominator.
Dude, it's Jerry.
I've been saying. I've known this.
The man has a stranglehold on your happiness.
How can we, like, do we start making sell the team signs already?
Oh, it won't do anything.
What?
I know. He doesn't care.
Where have you been?
I know.
He doesn't care.
He just doesn't care.
They got shirts.
Mine is 10 years
old. They got signs. They bought billboards.
Mine is 10 years old.
We got rid of Gar Pax after a couple decades.
That's another thing. At this point, Gar Pax.
Bring him back.
Or AK Mark Evers.
They pull the mask off and it's just Gar Pax.
Fucking guy. Yeah. I'm almost more worried that like in 4 years, Acme has fucked it up this quickly. Like it took Gar and Pax 15 years to fuck it up. And along the way, they stumbled into a couple playoff series wins.
I'm waiting for the
But that's because of the lottery pick.
Sure, yes, Derek yes. Rose. You're 100% right. But like they hit on Jimmy. They hit on Luol.
They hit on Joakim.
They hit on Joakim.
Yes,
like,
these are all true.
For every one of those, there were bad picks, and I
Joakim
get it.
Joakim
like,
was all defense as a college player, though, but anyway.
Dude, like, what's Acme's like?
I think Jimmy was like the biggest hit. Like, whoa.
Oh, for sure. And we didn't appreciate it for what it was until after he left.
We should have never traded him. Or we should have never let him. Yeah, we should have never
traded him. I mean, you
could
stay now, even years later. You still want Jimmy over Zach.
Guys, like, G stands for gets.
So let's get into NBA playoffs here because speaking of Jimmy,
so
like,
sad.
Jimmy has taken an 8 seed. They were.
Playoff Jimmy.
Guys, they were
playoff
a quarter
Spo.
Away. They were a quarter away from being done.
Spo is so fucking good.
Eric Spoelstra is a great head coach. You lost Tyler Hero, and what do they do? Plug and play, not like Tyler Hero is like irreplaceable.
Sixth man of the year.
You roll Duncan out there.
Yeah, that matters.
Like that matters a ton on a team that needs offense. So then you get guys like Max Strus out here balling. Strus.
Where's he from?
He's a local guy. He was on the Bears, or he was like God. I keep doing that. He was on the Bulls like G League team.
Isn't he like a Naperville or Downers or something like
somewhere
that?
Somewhere around here. Yeah. I know he's localish.
To the internet.
Yeah. Anyway.
But I mean, it's just like that team. Like that's why you. You just you hate to see it. You hate to see
Hickory
that,
Hills.
Like Jimmy's out here doing well. Shout I love out. To see it for Jimmy, but like he was a Bull. That could be us. He could be taking me as an 8th seed to the conference finals.
I could be with you.
Yeah. So you've got the God 8 damn. And the 2. The Celtics look like just a fantastic team. Jason Tatum.
That dude's good.
You guys know the number of people that have scored 50 points in Game 7?
One.
Jason Tatum. The end.
He's pretty good.
But who has the record for the most points in a playoff game?
Michael Jordan,
63.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Just not a game 7.
Not a game 7.
Got you. Guys, that Celtics team is really good. I think they'll end up representing the East in the finals. On the Western Conference, Lakers, Nuggets, I'm excited for this series too. That first one, it looked like a blowout. Lakers steam back, ends up being like a 6-point game towards the end of it.
Almost all the Nuggets almost fouled out.
Joker's going to be tough, dude.
Yeah, he's on a mission.
Joker's going to be tough. I think he's salty about the MVP, mm-hmm. and I think he's just like
that's a bad man.
On the court, like that dude is just so good at
so
every
smooth.
Facet of the game. Like
smooth.
Hey, he's so good. Hands like, that
Did
a
you
big
see,
man just shouldn't possess.
AD just shaking his head, smiling, like after some shit that Joker did.
Just
like,
can't believe
just
it.
Just wet. And he's just like, God damn.
It's just respect, dude.
Well, for AD, too, Joker's fucking thick, too. If he wants to move, he's going to move. You ain't stopping him.
No. And he gets what he wants, like, when he wants it. And I think that's going to be the hard part. And you saw the Lakers throw a bunch of different things at him. They had Rui on him at one point. You had LeBron on him. You had AD on him.
What was the Jamal Murray on LeBron all night, though? That was silly.
I mean,
you're saying let him get his points. He's going to get his points regardless.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and I mean, LeBron had a triple double or almost he was working on a triple double. AD had 40 points. I almost feel like both of these teams can kind of feel good about it. Like if you're the Lakers, you're like, yo, we were down big. Like Jokic had another triple double, you know, most.
But he's going to have one every game.
He's going to have one every game. Right. Exactly. Like, and we could withstand that. And all like, I bet you the Lakers said we didn't play our best game tonight and we still only lost by 6.
He had a double-double, like, after the first period or first quarter.
And if you're the Nuggets, you're saying the same exact thing.
Right.
You're like, look, they played out of their minds. We should have buried them up except for a crazy run.
And they got hot.
Yep. And, like, that's going to be a good one. I think ultimately the NBA champion will be out of the West, whoever wins this series.
Shit.
That makes me unhappy. Well, unless it's Nuggets. I'm good with the Nugs.
I'm good with Denver. LeBron winning. I'm good with LeBron winning a championship.
I don't know, man.
It don't matter at this point.
Yeah, I hate the fact that I respect
the player, but I still don't want him to win.
Yeah. Right. Do you guys know the commonality between all four teams here?
They were the four teams in the finals in the bubble.
These are the bubble playoff matchups.
Here we go.
And so
run it back.
Electric Boogaloo, baby. Yeah,
I'm excited. It's
time's a flat circle, man.
Bubble part two.
Guys, anything else you want to get into?
Some shit.
Then let's get into some Sammy Stats question of the week. I want to get into that. Sammy Stats, give us this week's Sammy Stats.
I got you, man. This is complete. This isn't topical or anything. This is completely random.
Like ointment?
Yeah. It's completely random, but
dick cream.
Yeah, that too. Do you think that stealing signs without technology in baseball is cheating?
No.
Because a lot of people seem to disagree with that.
Stealing signs without technology. So you're like saying a guy on second sees the sign and like
guy in the dugout sees what the catcher is doing.
Yes, that is 100% part of the game. If you're using a camera out in right field. Nah, dog.
It's just dirty. It takes from the, like...
Well, it's the same thing as, like, hearing the coach yell changeup. So you have, like, I just saw him signal changeup.
But what if changeup means fastball?
So, like, you know what I mean?
Navajo code talk.
If you start using...
It just feels a little gross.
What? Gamesmanship, bro. Yeah, if you're playing defense and you heard the call that the offense made in the huddle and you get to jump a route, is that wrong?
It's not wrong.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's wrong. You just don't like it. I just don't like it. It's a little dirty. Like,
okay. The way I look at it is it a crime when a pitcher's tipping pitches?
No, because that's the same thing as like what that's like the I forget what movie, it was like Invincible or something with Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, Invincible. And Vince Papale.
And there's the scene in the locker room
with the knuckles.
Where he's like, look at my knuckles.
Look at my knuckles.
White means I'm coming forward and blood flowing means I'm rocking back or whatever.
Little indicators.
Like, you can pick up on little things like that and I'm all for it. If you know that this guy's going to steal because he points his foot out in one direction. Okay, you noticed a trend of the game. You didn't see the call. Like,
it's like playing poker,
that's
right?
That's the gross part.
What's
is
the
like,
tell?
You're seeing that because then not only are you seeing the sign, but you're relaying that information then to your team.
Because it's a team game, though.
I just saw this. And, okay, I think if he does this, then that's what that means. And it just, don't get me wrong, it's wrong. It just doesn't feel right. With that being said, if my favorite team
part of the game
was being successful with it, yeah.
Part of the game.
I know
totally
what you're saying.
Part of the game.
As soon as you start using electronics, all this outside shit, guy banging fucking trash cans.
Yeah.
All right, now you've crossed lines.
And there are rules against that. There are not rules against just picking up signs.
Yeah.
That's why they hide them.
Like, yeah, right? So, like...
The only real way to steal signs is, like, you see the manager, you catch a manager's pattern when he's relaying it, or you're on second, you fucking see it.
Well, like, is it dirty if you're an NFL team and, like, you know how they all are always covering the play card, they're covering their mouth with the play cards or whatever.
Right.
Like, if your team is hiring somebody to binocular over and look and try to read lips on coaching staffs,
so
what's the difference?
Binoculars
are
technology.
So that's where he has to binocular over and relay that message from his spot up there. He's using technology. Or you have to have a guy standing on the sidelines with binoculars, and there's literally a guy on your side going, what the fuck is that guy doing with the binoculars?
What if it's
and
two guys binocularing back and like, forth?
I'm a binocular. You're a binocular.
And then there's a guy two rows behind him. Like, and then two rows behind that guy. Like, no, they're like, it's like ships like signaling at each other in the night.
I guess
MC Escher with binoculars.
I guess no technology. Like,
correct.
Yeah. You guys
now, if I pick up on your knuckles, sure. If, you know, the center sets his feet a certain way or something, sure.
But hypothetically, if the Yankee dugout is seeing that
what
pitch is being called and they signal that to the batter who turns and looks at the dugout and they go, it's three, my lord. And then he hits a nuke.
Like dead center too.
485.
Yeah, dude, he fucking crushed that ball. Yeah, <didn't he? laughs>
that's okay, right?
Did you see the Toronto broadcaster? I think it was like the next game. I want to say the broadcaster's like, you know, back in my day, You used to be okay to send messages. Hell, I had a couple messages thrown at my head. I think Kevin Gausman should throw a message with the first pitch.
Yeah,
literally the broadcaster saying throw at his head, pitch one.
I mean, like, yeah, that would typically happen. He would have caught one in the ribs, like, for doing that shit. It's like, don't get caught. It's like, don't let your signs get stolen, and then don't let us know you're stealing them, and then don't let us know. And then,
well, that's the reality of 2023. Fuck, like, if you're doing something like that, you're going to get caught.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everyone has a
camera in
their hand.
Because you've got John Boy breaking down every fucking moment of every fucking game. Like, you're going to get – there's people now that are tuned into that. That's why you hear things like there was the Red Sox one. There was the Milwaukee one. As soon as you started hearing about those things, it stopped. All of it stopped. Milwaukee, it was a light in the outfield. This is just crazy timing, right? There was a light in the outfield, I think it was 2 years ago. And they got called out on it, and it stopped.
All the batting averages went down.
Oh, Christian Yelich went to shit when that happened. Yep. And if you looked at his splits, it was home and not away.
Yep.
They got called out, immediately stopped, so it wasn't a big issue. Also, it wasn't the fucking World Series.
It's true. And anyway, it's also just the Brewers and their little market.
Dude, fuck those little guys.
Those little guys.
Wrigley North.
Wrigley North, baby. Yeah.
I like that one. That was a good one.
Yeah, just I was curious. Not that anything happened.
Nothing. You guys want to do some schmegments?
I'll do a schmegment or two.
You guys want to do some schmegments?
Schmeg me, baby.
Guys, let's do who's this week's Not That Guy. I will start because it's a really quick and easy one. It's me for believing in the Bulls. It's me 100%. Like, that's just...
Hey, recognizing the problem is step one.
Like,
good for you.
I need help.
I'm proud of you.
How many times have you helped me?
No, guys, help me, please. I need help.
This is a cry for help. This podcast is a perpetual cry for help.
You guys are going to let me drive home, like... Help.
Help. Marcos is tearing up right now.
How many times do you think you've been your own Not That Guy?
Oh, dude, I've got to be Not That Guy Hall of Fame.
I might go through 75 episodes just to figure out
how many times Marcos was Not That Guy.
We from do. Me, yep. That'd be a real stats
pretty
guy
sure
thing
to
do.
Dale, who's this week's Not That Guy?
Elizabeth Holmes. The name was probably somewhat familiar. Mm-hmm. She was the CEO of the Theranos company.
She's in trouble.
Yeah, she said that she could do a bunch of shit, and she lied.
Oh, yeah, she's a sociopath.
She got smacked with a $450 million settlement that she's got to figure out. So, like, that court case finally got finalized. She owes $450 million. Of course, she doesn't have it, so
that's
I
a lot of dollars.
Now. I don't know what happens to people after that kind of decision gets made, but, yeah, fucking dunce, that
something
lady.
Something about insurance companies or something. I don't know.
It's fraud. It's a crime at that point.
Frog.
Frog protection.
Elizabeth Holmes, Not That Guy or girl.
Jake,
Not That Person.
Equal Opportunity Podcast.
Who's this week's Not That Guy?
This is obviously no one in Chicago because we're all stoked, but it's the haters online for the Connor Bedard, the Blackhawks winning the. It's just
fuck
awesome.
Em.
I just love reading it. Just the hate. It's great.
Man,
fuck them.
I'm glad I haven't gotten into that because I would just be just shit posting the.
Just give
the
Seth
Cartman
that
meme
handle.
Where it's like, oh, your tears. Oh, Kyle, your tears.
That's exactly what it is.
It's so good. I'd just be shit posting on everything.
Going from three cups, couple Hall of Famers, already winning the lottery once and getting Patrick Kane. And as soon as he basically leaves the team, you just
run it back.
Just run it back.
Hey, we had to go through like a PR nightmare and terrible seasons to get here.
One terrible season.
Was Kane drafted the year before Taze?
No, he was drafted after Taves.
Okay. Just curious.
Taves was third overall, and then the next year you won the lottery and got first overall.
That's how that happened.
And he was tearing up the OHL at the time, too.
Yeah, Patrick Kane was like a 140
point scorer.
Yearly point scorer.
As a teenager.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
In the OHL.
Sam, who's this week's Not That Guy?
Not That Guy is the reporter that was asking Justin Thomas questions after the practice round at the PGA Championship. And after Justin Thomas said, we're in Rochester in May, so it snowed like 3 weeks ago. And the reporter said, no, it didn't. Like, responded.
He got all butt hurt.
And, like, just goes, no, it didn't.
We would
it
vehemently
didn't snow
fight
3 weeks ago.
That.
And Justin's like, okay. He's like, 4 weeks ago? And he's like, it did snow 4 weeks ago. Some other guy was like, yeah, 4 weeks ago. And I was just like, you fucking
This is Rochester, New York?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah. New York, Oak Hill.
When people are hardos during interviews like that to professionals, when the professionals just, like, what do you
what
want?
What are you doing,
man? I always think of, have you guys ever seen the clip? I think it's Nate Diaz, I want to say, is giving an interview. And a reporter asks him a question, and essentially the question goes, hey, your brother's a bitch, and I could fuck him up.
Yep.
And like Nate's like, do you know how stupid you are? All of my guys here, you know who we are.
He's like,
see you. We know what you look like.
We're going to catch you on the street now.
And the guy's boss goes, I'm so sorry, Nate. I own his company. He is fired. I'm so sorry. Brian, shut your mouth. Brian, shut up.
I'm so sorry.
This. It's a great clip.
Dude,
whatever.
It's so good.
Yeah. Take a look. Anyway.
Nate Diaz and his brother, didn't they beat the shit out of someone like 2 weeks ago because they talk
Dude,
shit?
It's an every weekend.
Every weekend.
It's like, don't talk shit to them.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. Guys. They're not the guys to fuck with.
So
they're not the ones.
Speaking of UFC fighters, so my.
Oh, my God. Is this the Ngannou thing?
My can dog sit this week, right? Who can or cannot dog sit is actually from Omar. So shout out Swomar. He's going to be my guest. Can or cannot dog sit. Dog sitting for me via Omar
is
Gilbert Burns, right?
Okay.
So Gilbert Burns is, and I quote, one of the toughest dudes in the MMA. His career might be over because of this, but he finished a 5-round fight with all of this mad respect he had in his most recent fight against Bilal Muhammad. Great fight. Sprained his neck, torn left deltoid, torn left trap, torn left AC joint. He is all sorts of fucked up, but tough fighter. He finished
Jesus
that fight.
Christ.
That was a last minute fight too. Like that fight came together, I think, in like 2 weeks or something. So, more on Bilal Muhammad's part. So, but yeah, dude, Gilbert Burns, bad motherfucker. He can dog sit for us.
Jesus Christ.
Jake, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Dog sitting for me is going to be any of the White Sox fans that are still going to games. That's just loyalty right there. I mean,
are you just talking about yourself?
Yes, through good times and bad. Fucking
still have hot dogs in the bleachers, baby.
That's right.
God damn it, man!
Cubs were selling out games, losing 100 in a year. No, I just mean like fans. They're gonna go regardless.
Jake's going to hurt you.
He's okay.
No, with
he's
words.
Not.
With
no,
words.
No, he's not. Dale, who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Dog sitting is A.Q. Shipley.
That guy's great.
He's great. And,
short arms.
He, in the Pat McAfee's draft spectacular, whatever it is, this past year, he got real excited about the Bears pick of Darnell Wright. And went on to explain that he thinks it's the best offensive lineman in the draft. So I think he's a great entertainment guy. He's a funny guy. A big fan of A.Q. Shipley and big fan of Darnell Wright. So A.Q., dog sitting for the good boy.
Sam Stats.
Dog sitting for me.
Everybody had a dog sit this week? Nice.
Yeah, no anti.
Nice.
Yeah, so dog sitting the beautiful Princess Peyton Pooper is my neighbor Bob. Shout out Bob.
Bob.
Hell yeah.
Bob
Fitz. He's listening to the show now.
He fits into
what? So Bob, when you listen to this,
okay.
Normal sized doors. Oh, I don't know.
What? It said Bob Fitz. So
Fitz
into what?
Doors. Anything? I don't know.
Okay.
What about like a smart car?
Sorry.
Yeah, Bob. Enjoy the shout out.
Hardly know.
Thanks for listening.
Check. You know you don't fit in that Lincoln.
Dale, I got one for you. Hot. Would you get? You already gave one. Dale. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dale, I have something for you hot off the presses. This could be your not that guy if you want to take it back on what you said before. Have you heard the news about the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
Mm-hmm.
Mobile?
We were talking about this at work. Oh, yeah, dude. You haven't even thrown your hat in that
yeah.
room.
Oh, yeah. I am aware that they're looking for people.
Nope.
What is it?
No.
Nope.
They've.
Do we have a sounder for this?
some breaking news right now.
So. Oscar Mayer has renamed the Wienermobile.
Just fucking losers.
Wait, so, what do you got? What do you got for
what
us?
Is it now?
The Wiener Wagon.
Is the world too soft? Has the world gone too soft?
Yes, the world is soft.
It is now called the Frankmobile.
You fucking losers.
Oh, no.
You are just awful. You might as well slap a face on it. No. Fuck this.
I might eat more hot dogs now.
I don't
Dale's
know.
Bud Light.
Hot dogs.
But for completely no principle reasons, I just preferred the Wienermobile.
He's like, I just like controversy.
I'm off Oscar Mayer.
That's hilarious. I'm not. They're in the fridge.
I'm boycotting hot dogs.
I'm throwing them away.
Y'all think that's happening?
I'm finding
crazy.
A new brand.
I'm going to boil these in solidarity. And I might eat them.
No, it's nice enough out. I'll grill them. It only takes a minute.
I'm burning these.
Guys, anything else?
That does make me a little sad. Yes, the world has gone soft.
That is a wrap on episode 75. You soft asses. Guys, again, all the socials, having a blast doing this. 75 episodes, guys, in all seriousness.
Wow, wow.
Like, it's been fun times. Cheers to another 75. Before you know it, we got to start making plans for the 100th episode extravaganza.
Ooh.
Cannons, jump house. We can have a paleta man.
Well, we're at least 25 weeks away, so that's 6 months.
That's going to be in season.
That's going to be in bear season.
Germany.
That's if we don't miss.
So we're going to Dusseldorf.
Guys, C-Red, even though I might add,
well,
I might add that out right now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Really throwing me off.
See red.
I mean, it's a negative see red, but we're still seeing.
See,
red.
You say you're currently seeing.
Seeing
red.
Red.
There you go.
Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
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 Jake only wears polyester blend shirts.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. But she ain't messing with no
Richard Seymour.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
The boys are back.
Not that guy.
Get down, girl, gon' head, get down.
How big are you on sports?
Get down, girl, gon' head.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts,
yep.
Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos. Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love
and
celebrating.
The Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.